You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy Podcast. I'm Joe Santagato.
And I'm Kate Wolf.
And today we have a special guest.
Molly Austin is here.
Woo! Hey, guys.
We were doing a lot of woo, and you're like, hey.
Hey, guys. I didn't expect the woo. Oh. And it's, honestly, woo. I was a little stunned.
Ow! Yeah!
It's a lot in the earphones.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. And today we're going to be discussing a very intense topic, even though our last episode was intense
as
well.
Pretty intense, yeah.
Child molestation. But now we're going to death.
Those are kind of the same.
They're both pretty intense things that you have to face the reality of.
Mm-hmm. It's like confusing the names Stacy and Stephanie. Like, you know what I mean? Those
don't really.
I mean, maybe.
You can see how it happens.
So, well, here's the thing. So I got an email that from a girl that I want to read real quick. And I don't know if I'm supposed to mention her name, but she wrote, okay.
Just bleep it out.
I just wanted to email because one of my best friends died 2 weekends ago in a car accident at a park near where I live. Him and 4 other boys were driving 80 miles an hour in a 15 mile an hour zone. 3 of the boys, including my friend Michael, passed away instantly while 2 are still recovering. This hasn't been easy for me to deal with since we were so close. However, I believe entirely that our souls move on after our bodies die. You guys have mentioned this idea on the podcast before, but I am still having a lot of anger and sadness, which I guess is understandable. By the way, it is totally understandable, obviously. I just don't understand why it had to happen to Mike. I feel like it isn't fair since he was in the back seat, not having any control over the car. The accident has impacted over 2,000 people throughout the various vigils and the funeral arrangements that have gone on. Anyway, and she just said she doesn't know if I'm going to want to talk about this on the podcast, but she'd like to hear our thoughts about what happens to our souls after we die. And I'd also just, me, Kate Wolf, would like to talk about the concept of death in general. And it's actually, I swear to God, 3 nights ago, I was just staying up in bed. I couldn't fall asleep. I was trying. And I just started really thinking about death, which sounds weird because I normally don't think about things like that. And I just thought about it and I was like, holy shit, it is fucked up that we're born, know of our own deaths. Like the moment you're born, you start dying, right? And you just have to be kind of okay with it somehow. You have to be like, oh, all I know about existence is someday just going to be gone. And I now believe that our souls do go on, and I used to not think that. So that's, I guess, a bit more comforting, but it's still pretty frightening and fucked up. And I just started like crying about it. Even just thinking about how my son one day will be gone, hopefully long after I'm gone. I was like, what a crazy thing. What a crazy idea that we have to live with as a human, to know of our own death. So there's our topic, everyone.
I thought this was general death. I didn't know it was specific death.
This is very, Jesus.
That is so dark.
Very dark.
That's all right. That's cool.
Go hard or go home.
Go hard or go home. I mean, listen, the thing is that we all have to die, right? We all have to do certain things. We all have to breathe. We all have to eat. We all have to pee. We all have to shit. We all have to drink water. We all have to die. So why is that the one thing that we all have to do that we dread so terribly? Do you know what I mean?
It's so scary because you don't know what happens after.
But the fear that we have of it is only the fear of not knowing. It's not because like we don't know anybody who's died. You know people who have died. Like, you know people who have died. Like, it's not like you're going to get left out of it. And the fear, I think, comes from people wanting you to be afraid.
Do you think?
I think a lot of it has to do with religion. I think a lot of it has to do with, I got you. Because you don't know what's about to happen. I know what's about to happen. So be afraid of it and then come do everything I tell you to do.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the fear comes from that. I mean,
but see, so I'm in like a spiritual school, whatever, and they don't actually really talk. They haven't talked so much about what happens after you die. But I do fully believe that it's not the end when you die. But I'm still terrified to die. It's almost like an instinctual thing in my body. Like, and I've been. We'll talk about your car accident. I've been in a horrible car accident, even while believing that I would, you know, live on if I died. But in that moment, I was terrified. You know, I was like, I do not want to die right now. So it's just, you know, for me, even feeling like we go on and on and on and on for infinity, I'm still scared of death. Joe?
I don't really know how to jump in here. I do want to hear about
Do you think about your own death ever?
I mean, yeah, sometimes you think about how, of course, I think everyone has that thought, like, what does happen afterwards? And people have their own beliefs. Some people believe that nothing happens. Some people believe that your soul goes on. And some people believe you come back as a fucking tree or some shit. But, you know, whatever it is, people seem to be afraid of it, like she said. She brings up a good point where she's saying, like, how religion is like, oh, you should be afraid because...
Heaven, hell shit?
Yeah, you get judged and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And can I have some money every Sunday? That'd be sick.
Yeah.
We'll give you a piece of bread. It'll be dope. Here's some wine. Go home. And pray a lot. Because, yeah. Because
otherwise you might burn in hell for eternity.
Right, but I mean...
Amen.
I don't know. I don't think about it too much because I just... That puts
well,
a
I don't
fear.
Think you should.
Yeah, you shouldn't live in fear like that. That
not just
takes
with
away
death,
from your
but
experience...
Like,
of life, like you can't just live thinking like, oh God, I'm gonna die one day. Like that just takes away from everything that you're experiencing.
Yeah, and I'm not saying go around thinking about it all the time. Of course not. But it's still something you have to face being a human, you know? And a lot of times it's our fear of death and our fear of change of form of any kind. That is where a lot of our anxiety stems from, is just fear of change. You need things to change. Without change, things would just be stagnant. That's worse than death, is something just being stagnant, and yet we fear change at the same time. It's really interesting. And in many ways, death is just big time change.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm honestly less afraid of death and more afraid of things that like I might be left out of. Like,
really?
I don't have anxiety over death. I have anxiety over, because like, you know, you're gonna die. It's not like, you know what I mean, it's not like something you're not gonna be able to do. Like, you're gonna get in on that, you know? Like,
it's like the high school popular crowd, like, don't worry, you're all gonna get to die, you're all gonna be in the death club, don't worry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more,
can't escape it.
I'm more afraid of like missing out on life than I am of being afraid of death. And
that's kind of a beautiful thought or thing you just said.
Well, how old is this girl that wrote you?
She's in high school.
So my high school boyfriend died right after high school.
Really?
He fell downstairs and died, and that's God. Kind of what made me. And then it was like right after 9/11 happened, and my father was like missing because he worked right there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and he was missing for the day, and we found him.
Oh,
and
my
then,
God.
My best friend's father died, and it was all very close together. So I really had this realization kind of early on that, like, this is just your deal. Like, you don't know where or when, and you should just kind of try to be a part of now. Because, like... it can really happen at any time, and you do have to figure out like what it means for you. For me, I'm not afraid to die, and I do believe in like a bigger kind of existence, even bigger than like us here. Like as humans, I think we're more than humans. I think you're part of kind of this infinite universe. You know, it's
absolutely,
it's never ending, and it's bigger than everything, and it's also the same exact size as you. Like, you're already a part of it.
Yeah,
you're already a part of the forever and then the never ending. So it's just like a different stage of it.
I know, I agree 100%. And you actually, you can start getting into it, you just about a month ago had a bad car accident where you thought it, I'm sure during it you were thinking, is this it?
Yeah, for sure. Well,
I feel like I've become one of those like Oprah's where I'm like, go.
Yeah, right.
And then she thought, am I gonna die?
Right. I kind of want to hear what happened with the car accident.
I was in LA, and I was with a very good friend of mine. We've been friends since I was 18, and we were on the Pacific Coast Highway. And on the Pacific Coast Highway, people park and go to the beach, but it's still a highway. So we were behind a line of cars that were still because somebody was parking like up here. So we were like the last of like nine cars just waiting.
Mm-hmm.
But on the highway, and an elderly man just couldn't stop, and he hit us going 70.
Whoa.
And he...
So it was from the back.
Right, but because we were so close to the car in front of us, the front and the back of the car were totally demolished. Oh. Like, the we just got, like, sand. Like, the engine came out. I didn't even know engines can do that.
Yeah, no.
But the thing is that I heard the bang. Like, I never saw it coming. I heard the bang, and then I saw everything was in such slow motion. Like, my friend Eric's glasses came off of his face, and I just remember being like, why are Eric's glasses floating?
Holy crap.
And then, like, I felt the motion, and then I felt, like, myself go forward and back, and I thought it was an earthquake. Like, I was like, is this what an earthquake feels like? I've never been in one. And I was so stunned that I didn't realize it was an earthquake until Eric...
Oh, you didn't realize it was a car accident.
I didn't realize it was a car accident, sorry, until I heard Eric shouting, because I was deaf for a little while, too.
Really?
Yeah. And then, like, I got out of the car, and I was, like, super stunned, and, like, ambulances came, and police came, and the fucking hunky fireman came. Holy shit, you guys. I'm pretty sure firemen in Los Angeles are the result of the fallout of the soap operas being canceled, because these guys had baby faces, and I was like, it was like forever heaven. And then I was like, oh my God, they're probably all actors on the side.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. And then the cops were not hunky. the cops are not hunky, and I was,
they're
like,
probably not actors on the side.
No, they're just regular fat cops. And then I was like really out of it, and I started like walking around. I didn't realize I was injured, and I heard one of the cops, my enemy, actually, I dubbed him my number one enemy.
Oh, okay.
In my head, I heard him go to my friend Eric. He was like, sir, you're going to need to tell your wife or your girlfriend or whatever that she needs to sit down, because she might be internally bleeding. And like,
Mr. Sensitive over there.
God forbid I give up feminism for like 5 minutes too.
Yeah.
And I was like, can it just be Molly? You know,
oh my
name. You have my license. And like, but then I sat down. But not before I got a good sassing in. Like, what is my problem? Yeah, but then it, you know, it kind of hits you afterwards that, like, that was, because you hear people be like, oh my God, like, you guys are so lucky to be alive. If you didn't have your seatbelt on, you guys would be dead. And like, I'm like, you guys can tone this down.
Was the guy okay, the elderly man?
He had a seatbelt on, yeah, so he was okay. But if anyone was in our backseat, they would have been dead, because
it got smushed, like accordion.
It got smushed, yeah. right up into our seats. So it was,
Jesus,
it was gone, girl. And like a skateboard came through the back seat that was in the trunk.
Oh, wow.
And like, if someone was back there, they would have gotten it in the...
Well, thank God no one was in the back.
I know. We were really lucky, you know, we were really lucky. And then like I've been on bed rest for a month, so you really have to kind of face these things.
Well, at first you thought you were more okay than you were.
Yes, I started doing stand-up again, actually, afterwards, with a brain injury. And I ended up collapsing on St. Mark's.
Wow, terrifying.
Which is like the grossest street in New York City.
You collapsed while walking on the street.
Yeah, after I did a show. Because he was like, you really got to take it easy. You have a concussion. And I was like, that's fine. I got this. I'll just do my shows and that's all I'll do. Because I was so exhausted and I was doing the shows. And then because the only thing you're using when you're doing stand-up is your brain.
Yeah.
So, Molly. So, I was just doing these shows, and there was one that I was like a little bit nervous for because all these bigger comics were on it. And then, like, so I was like thinking about my set all day. I did the show, I did well. I had another show at the Stand after, and I unraveled on stage in a way that was like
dramatic. And
I was like, these poor people, you know, when you're like, what was I talking about? I forgot. That's what the whole thing was like.
Really?
I like couldn't,
you mean you like mentally unraveled?
I mentally unraveled. Like
you
formulate.
Like forgot your set or whatever?
Not only my set, like I couldn't
talk.
Like I couldn't.
That's almost like when people are having a stroke, they like can't pronounce certain things.
And then so then I went home and I was like, I got into bed and I was like crying. I didn't know I was crying. And then I like slept for 12 hours and I woke up and I like went to a meeting with my manager because I have priorities. And I went, and then I came home, and then I went and did another show.
Oh.
And then I fell down on St. Mark's, and this lovely, beautiful Haitian man helped me back into my apartment. And I meant to be like, what's your info?
But you kind of weren't thinking straight. I know, for but the after moment.
Like the next day, I was like, I should have gotten that guy's info. My roommate's like, you're lucky to like be not in the hospital right now.
Yeah, you definitely pushed
She's
yourself.
Like, I almost called 911, but she didn't. She just did breathing exercises with me like I was in the mod.
Wow. I remember. So I was in a bad car accident. I've been in two, but one was way worse. But after. I found it hard to just assimilate back into regular life. Like, even going on Facebook afterwards was weird. Like, you just think you might die. Like, your whole world changes. And then I just remember, like, talking to people felt different. Going on Facebook felt different. Like, I was just like, oh, my God. I didn't even know if I was going to be here. And just, it felt weird. Just, like, hitting like on Facebook. I was like, no. It was hard. And
I haven't
then,
really been on media. I took Twitter off my phone.
Did you?
Yeah. I'm still kind of peeping Instagram, but I love Instagram. I'm never going to stop loving Instagram. But like Facebook, I only go on to check my messages and I don't like look at the feed because it's just not real. Like it's just not reality and people treat it like it is and they treat it like their posts matter, but they're not, they don't. Like your posts don't matter. Your hashtags are fucking bullshit. Like get it together. Like nothing you're hashtagging, nothing you're posting makes a difference. Nothing.
Well, that's kind of how I felt. I went on and I was like,
your opinions are fucking stupid.
I just was like, this isn't real life and I can't
and
deal
keep
with
your low self-esteem to yourself.
Wow.
Like I'm not interested in these
hashtag
things.
Sassy Molly.
Hashtag concussion Molly.
Yeah.
Is the,
okay. I got time for this shit.
Rudest Barbie in the box.
No, but it's true. And I actually, a lot of my friendships changed. Some got a little stronger and some people kind of fell off because some people couldn't even handle after the car. Like I would literally try to talk to people an hour after my car accident and they were like, anyway, so, and they started talking about something that just really didn't matter. And I was like, no, I literally was in a car with my kid. Thought my life was about to be over. I don't feel like talking about your bullshit right now.
Yeah.
I'm laying in my bed sobbing every 5 minutes. Like
yeah.
Something changed. And then of course I started seeing some weird purple energy and the spiritual world came crashing down on me. And
oh,
then there
God.
You go.
And then here's Cable.
And then here I am now. Yeah. Which I'm happy about. But I definitely, that's before that car accident, I didn't talk to anyone about spirituality. Like I would do the, like I was into the quotes and that kind of life kind of, but it was after that suddenly I was like, does anyone want to talk about aliens? You know, like, hey, guys. Like, I thought it was crazy, though. I was like, I like crystals. Anybody else like crystals? No? Okay, bye.
I've
like
never been
closeted.
In a...
I was a closeted spiritual person. I'd see a pothead who I knew, like, some shit, and I'd be like, can we talk in that room real quick? I've seen some things. I'm seeing some energy, and I'd really like to talk to you about it.
I've never really been in, like, a big car accident like that. I've been in a few.
Really?
Been in a few, like, minor ones, but nothing like where the car was totaled or anything.
It's so fucking scary.
One of my good friends from high school, he was in a really bad car accident one day. His car like wrapped around the pole. Like it, his car, the entire car is fucked up except the driver's seat. Like,
wow.
Everything. And it's just like crazy. Like, cause you see it on the news and I'm like, I know who that kid is. And then I hear about it from the other kids who I went to high school with. And I hit him up and I was just like, you know, dude, what happened? And he's like, just, you know, he wrapped around the pole. He's like, I don't even remember Jesus. Any of it. And it just like puts it all in perspective with you. It's just like, you could lose it at any time.
Well,
you know?
So many people do. And I feel like I have to remember the next time I'm sitting in bad traffic, because a lot of times, you know, it's because there was a car accident. Instead of being like, oh, I'm going to be 30 minutes late. Be like, I hope everyone's okay. You know, because I definitely fall into that where I'm like, oh, traffic. And I'm like, almost always traffic's, sometimes it's just road work, but a lot of times it's a car accident and a lot of times people don't make it. Cars are like just death traps that we're all just going in all the time. acting like it's normal. Do you know what I mean? It's like, that's a fucking death trap you're
I
in.
I mean, you can't think about it. Listen, everything's a death trap if you think about it like that. Stairs are a death trap. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Crossing the road is a death. Like, the thing about death is that it happens and you don't know when it is. It's always like a surprise party. You know what I mean? You can't really plan for it.
My ex-boyfriend James would always say to me, he'd be like, you're worried about this, but you could literally walk out the door today and get stepped on by a hippo. It was his ridiculous way of saying it, but like I always like picturing just a
stepped
big hippo.
On by a hippo.
Boom. You know, like I walk outside like, hello world, and a hippo foot. Boom.
That's hilarious.
That's the end of Kate. You
also,
know?
Hippos aren't that big. I love this guy.
I know, just like a fucking monster hippo.
He's just living in the world where hungry, hungry hippo is still happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
I saw a video of a hippo the other day, actually, and they're fucking terrifying. Their mouths are the size of this table.
A hippo will fucking kill you.
Hippos, yeah. They're not sweet.
I heard they kill more people than sharks.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that fact.
Yeah.
But I believe it.
It makes more sense, actually, if you think about it, because sharks are like in the, you have to be like in the ocean. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but where are you encountering a hippo?
Yeah, people live
there.
Near hippos.
Oh, yeah, that's right. People I'm like, guys,
there.
Where in America?
No hippos.
The
here.
World I know.
There's no hippos in New York City.
Yeah. What, there's a world outside of where I live?
Have you ever gone like bungee jumping or?
Hell no. Have you?
Skydiving?
I haven't, but I probably would.
Yeah. Really?
I think I'm going to go.
I'm still not down. Uh-uh.
As soon as the spine heals up, I'm in it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm fucking, once these discs quit bulging, I'm in the throwing myself off a high thing.
I could see a guy not honestly, knowing if he should get like turned on when you say these discs start bulging. Because yeah, for a right? second I want to be like, oh yeah, are those? And I'm like, wait, no, it's a.
Feels like a hard dick, right? But it's not. It's fucking.
It's really, yeah,
fluid.
Your back got fucked up.
It's fluid in my yeah. spine.
It hurts.
It's not great.
It's not okay.
But I don't know. I have to say, I really didn't at first, but now I do enjoy almost dying. Like
I
there
hear
is a sense to it that I'm really like into. Like I think it like awakens a part of you that you didn't know you had, and
100%.
It's also the concussion is the concussion really makes me say things too. So maybe I don't feel this way. I don't know. I threw my bed in the garbage the other day. I didn't know I was on I had a concussion for 2 weeks because the painkillers were so strong. I thought it was all side effects of the painkillers.
Uh-huh.
And I kept calling people like mommy's helpers and like asking them to help mommy.
Are you serious?
And like, yeah, it was a mess. It was, but it was, I was just like.
Did you have any memory loss?
A little bit. I have I can't subtract. Like I have some cognitive stuff.
Wow.
And like spelling's a little difficult. If I don't know you well, I will forget your name, like and even it's weird, like actors, like I can't like remember actors' names.
Right. Interesting.
But, yeah, that, like I know well, I'll be like, you know, the blonde. I'll be like,
that happened to me. I mean, I've had two concussions in my life, and one of them I had like pretty bad memory loss. Not pretty bad, but like I forgot like 6 hours of a day where I just like was kind of like came to and was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I just came out of a coma, you know what I mean?
Or it feels like you're drunk, right?
Yeah, it feels like there's like a force field.
I've never
around,
had a concussion.
It feels like there's like a force field around your head.
Really?
And it just feels like you feel like a weird energy to your head. It's hard.
Shane got a concussion 2 weeks ago and I was very upset. Obviously, I felt like a horrible mom who didn't protect her kid, but I mean that shit just happens.
How do you get a concussion?
But don't really want to talk about it, actually.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sensitive.
That's fine.
Maybe off the air. But
having a concussion feels like
no, he was playing with a kid and they got into roughhousing. I just felt awful. You know what I mean? Because I was like,
Yeah,
because I didn't realize how badly his head had been hit in the thing. So like I dropped him off to his dad's and didn't even tell his dad because I thought he was okay.
Right.
I mean, that's not, people don't people don't see head injuries as like, if you get up, people think you're fine.
Yeah.
Like, and people, like right now there are people in my life who I'm not speaking to because they're like, you're fine. And I'm like, I gotta go.
What the fuck is wrong with them?
I gotta go lie down.
What's her face? I'm forgetting her name, but she was
me too.
An actress.
Oh.
Molly.
I'm forgetting everybody's
there
name.
There was a beautiful blonde actress. I think her name was like Natasha. And she died. She was skiing with her husband, who's also a well-known actor.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. And he's a bum.
Yeah, she got into an accident. I think she like hit a tree or something while skiing and got up. And everyone thought she was fine. And she died because she had a head injury, a very bad concussion. So head injuries are so serious. And that's why I felt so bad when my ex-husband called me like, hey, Shane's feeling nauseous. He said that, you know, his head got hit hard. Like, why didn't you tell me? And I was like, oh my God, because I'd been with Shane that whole night. And I'm like, he seemed 100% okay. Like, I'm so sorry. And he's like, no, it's okay. Just wish you would have told me to look out for something. Mm-hmm. Because if he had started throwing up, I would have assumed he had the flu. Like, I need to know. And I was like, I am such an asshole. Like, I felt so bad.
Yeah, I was throwing up and I thought it was the painkillers.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you had a really bad concussion.
Yeah. And I was like, whew, these things are strong.
And that's true as well.
Whew, I am thirsty all the time.
One of my friends got a concussion once because he was like playing football in like Central Park and he was like running after a ball and he ran into a tree.
Yeah. Oof.
And then he called me. And he said a bunch of shit. I forgot what he says. Like, oh, I just ran into a tree playing football. Like, I need to go to the hospital. Can you help me? And then he hung up. So I was just kind of like, what the fuck? And then he calls me back and he says the same exact thing. And like, mind you, my friend is, you know, whatever. So I'm just kind of like, dude, are you fucking with me? Like, you know what I mean? Like, why would you call me two times in a row? Like, haha. So then I just hang up on him. He calls me back, does the same thing again. So now I'm like, this kid is really on this, huh? So I try to fuck with him back, and I'm like, I just told my mom she's really scared, so we're driving into the city to come get you, thinking that he'd be like, oh, no, dude, just kidding, blah, blah. Then he called me back afterwards and said the same exact thing that he was saying, and I was like, all right, dude, where the fuck are you? So, yeah, he ended up going to the hospital. He had a fucking pretty bad concussion.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
Well, my boyfriend that died, that's what happened to him. He fell downstairs at a party in, like, an outdoor pool area. So there were stairs and he fell down concrete stairs and he got up. He was a big dude. He was like 6'5". And he got up and he was like, whoa, had a beer,
oof,
hung out and was like, I really don't feel really well. I'm going to go lay down, and died in his sleep. Like, that's like, you,
Molly,
don't...
that must have fucked your world up.
Yeah. For a while. Yeah. Maybe until now.
That'll do something to you.
It'll really knock the period right out of your uterus.
Yeah.
it does do something to you. It makes you see things very differently than you do before that.
We'll talk about having to face, you know, dark sides, you know what I mean, and like somehow, because that's going to take you to a dark, sad place, and then to try to find the light and want to keep going when you're in that place, like that's your boyfriend and someone you love, that just sucks.
Yeah.
But for this girl, by the way, I feel like I haven't even, the girl who emailed, when she's saying like, I know she believes that our souls keep going. It's like, even with that belief, of course, anyone dealing with someone dying, you're going to be angry. You're going to be like, why did you take this person? It is totally 100% okay to be angry, pissed off at life, sad, even if you believe they're in a quote unquote better place or whatever kind of place, of course you're going to feel angry and upset.
I do have to say, though, in times of mourning, I didn't understand this when this happened to me, and I wish I had. It is so important to not drink. It's the only thing you want to do is get fucked up, and it's so important not to. And it's so important to get grief counseling. Like, you think you're handling things, you think you understand them, but you can end up doing like more damage to yourself than like you even realize, and you could be making it worse on yourself than you even like realize, and it's like down the road, you know what I mean? Like, it takes a long time to come out of that stuff, and you need to understand like what that process is.
It's such an important process to go through, and if you're drinking or smoking or doing whatever you're doing to not feel it, it's going to, you eventually have to. I mean, even if you prolong it your whole life, you're probably gonna have to deal with it in your next one. Seriously, it's like, it's something you can't delay. You have to go through it.
If you don't get the help that you need, and you do need help when you lose somebody that you like love, you need people to talk to.
Yeah.
You need like some kind of guidance because you feel very lost, and it's just like, make that your priority. Like, make that kind of, make mourning your priority, and like get through it.
I even say that with heartbreak. I wrote an article for Elite Daily, and one of the ways to get through it is do not go and go off and do harmful distractions. You know, obviously, if you want to do something good for yourself, like a dance class, fine. But yeah, a lot of people, when going through any kind of mourning, they do go to drinking, smoking, heavier
drugs. Cocaine.
Yeah, and it's like, you're not doing yourself a favor. You are not. No. And it's funny because, so, I mean, I'm not really going through a breakup anymore. It's been about 3 months, but I'm still feeling the effects of it because just a lot of sadness is coming up for me that I haven't let myself deal with in forever. And I'll call my friends when it gets really bad. And I'm like, oh my God, I get why I never drank. I did other ways to distract myself. And I'm like, I get why I was never alone. Like, I get why I was the serial monogamist who like couldn't sit by myself for a minute, because it sucks dealing with this grief and this sadness.
Sucks.
It sucks. It is the worst. But I'm like, you know what? I'm done putting it off. I have to deal with this now.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to be dealing with this in 10 years. So
otherwise, you're just going to keep trying to fill a void with things and people. And generally, when you are in pain, the kinds of people that you are attracting are not really the kinds of people you want to be attracting. Like, the kind of guy who comes after you when you're at, like, your most vulnerable state is not the guy you want to be with. Like, you want a guy who wants to be with you when you're your strongest. And, like, that's the kind of person that, like, keeps swooping in until, like, you know, whatever, 5 years later. And you're like, ugh, God.
Girl. No, that's exactly. And I'm trying to get to a point where I have a good relationship to myself. And I'm filling that void with love, self-love. Because I know that if I'm coming from that place, whenever I am in another relationship, it won't be out of that lonely, you know, fill me, make me happy, save me.
No.
Because that's never going to take you to a good place.
All right. I always try to tell people, one of my friends is going through like a really bad breakup, and he wants to be like, he's like, yeah, just all I want to do is like smoke and drink. I'm just like, you're really not fixing it. Or he wants to like, his parents are buying a house in Florida. He's like, I think I'm just going to move down there. I'm like, the fuck are you like, what is that going to do?
Well, people want to change their external world when it's literally, but you have to deal with your internal.
Yeah. It's, what is he going to forget about it?
Yeah.
You can't, unless you have that thing from Men in Black.
What would you pay for that? Who would you sacrifice? Which celebrity would you sacrifice to die to own that?
To own what?
The memory deleter.
Oh, no. Didn't you see Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
No, but this one works.
No, this is the point of that movie, which I've thought about.
No, I know what it is, but I'm just saying, like, it's a real quick fix.
But that's what I'm saying. You have to, it doesn't fix shit.
One night, the night before, you're like, oh, yeah, I just never have it.
You got, it's that, but it's what you're saying. There's no, you literally, it's process. It's this, you can't.
It really is.
It really is.
It doesn't, but
people use
pretend like, yeah, I mean, fucking drinking. Sorry, can you curse on this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Fucking anal. No, I'm just kidding.
Anal. The first curse.
You know those people. Anal. Those people that just do all that anal to escape.
Anal.
I guess you could.
Cocaine and anal.
It's like I'm going through some really tough times, so I started doing anal.
Only anal. Only anal.
So, just anal. I'm not drinking. I'm not smoking, but I am analing like
everyone.
You wouldn't believe.
I'll tell you what. Not feeling any pain. Not emotionally, at least.
Not emotionally.
My ass really is a little torn, but yeah.
Yikes.
There's got to be at least one person out there who's done that.
I'm sure.
Of course. Of course.
Do you know I tried writing an article for Elite Daily that they literally sent me an email today saying, like, sorry, we cannot publish that article. It was literally called How to Fill the Void We All Feel. And I think it was too much. Like, but this is what I talked about. And I brought up
but
all
I'm
this
sorry,
stuff.
But this is the problem that most of us suffer from, because the problem is that everybody has a void. Everybody has an
every
emptiness,
because
person. That is your base. Your base is empty. When you take away all the things that you have, there is nothing. And people can't accept that nothingness, because we are like, we are just filled with shit since we are like kids, and like,
especially in our society,
right? And then you're left alone, and it's horrifying. The stillness and the silence is horrifying for most people.
You have to get okay with that stillness, that silence, and realize that you're actually, even though we all fill that void, we're actually, quote unquote, whole on our own. We just have to develop that and work that whole muscle, that wholeness muscle.
And I don't know why people are afraid to talk about that. Like, it's a big part of us.
Well, it pissed me off when they were like, you know, and I love Elite Daily.
They probably have never analed.
Yeah, they just need more anal.
They need more analing.
the world needs more anal. Is that what you meant?
Guys, let's just start a charity.
Called Anal for Peace.
Yeah. That's beautiful, Molly.
Thanks. I'm the captain.
You want to feel whole? We'll get a dick in that hole. Anal hole.
That's good.
You'd be great at commercials.
Thanks. Really great at commercials.
Oh, you were great at that fucking mattress one. God. So we had to do a mattress ad. On the episode that we did child molestation. Didn't think that one through. We're like, hey guys.
So
you need a mattress? I'm like, what are we doing with our lives? Yeah,
you
it was
guys.
Like, what are we doing? We should have thought that was kind of pretty funny, actually.
You could put that one on this one. You want a mattress for sleeping forever? Forever sleep? Forever heaven?
You never know when you're going to go. Might be in your sleep. So do it on a Casper mattress.
It's so fucked up.
I love, man, I just love that we did these two topics, though.
Back to back.
Just dark. But God. I feel like this is the shit that matters. And yeah, when they said we didn't want to publish that article, because I reread it. And I'm like, did I write it in a shitty way? And I was like, no, I didn't.
Wait, why didn't they? What did you write about that?
I'll send it to you. Maybe they thought it was all over the place, but it really wasn't. I just think it didn't have like a list. Like it wasn't like six ways to fill the void. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't know. But when I wrote it, and I sent it in.
Something in there like, oh, just give a lot of blowjobs or some wild
no.
shit?
No.
Well, it was you're looking filling, at me like, I,
but,
like
yeah,
you would
I know
never
what
say
you're
that.
Saying. I've written articles, you know, about anal and stuff like that. But when I'm filling the void, no, I didn't. It was very, I thought, real. Whatever, dude. You know what? I'm going to actually contact Spirit Science.
I want to read the article.
I'm going to send it to
you.
You
know what? I think those people are afraid. And I think a lot of people are afraid. And I think that's how you end up with people being really into the Kardashians. People are afraid and they can't face reality. So that's their reality.
It's a numbing. I'm telling you,
I'm
there
telling
have been times.
You.
No, you're 100% on
people,
the fucking
if
money.
If you had sent in an article that was about... what does Kim Kardashian do? She has a video game. She has stuff, right?
Yeah, like, an app or something.
Six ways to... If you sent in an article that was six ways to be more like Kim Kardashian, they would have fucking published it. I guarantee you.
Ugh. I don't
because
think that
people,
has to do with anything with their morals, though. It's just getting people
But no, but
on
that's
it.
What I'm saying. Like people...
Oh, Kim Kardashian.
Well, people can't handle things that aren't... easy to chew and swallow.
Well, people love
And sometimes
TV.
You gotta
it
take the deck.
It definitely is like a... What?
Sometimes you got to take the deck, I said.
Sometimes.
Well, reality, and I'm not even hating on people. I get why people want mind-numbing stuff. You know, I get it. But it's like that mind-numbing isn't helping anything. It's not getting to the issue. So, yeah, I felt like that article was getting to it.
It's not hurting anything to have a serious conversation. Like, it's not hurting anybody.
No, it's helping. It's just for some reason people are scared to have it. You know why? Because then they'd have to face that void. And a lot of people are using things like Kim Kardashian, porn addictions, drinking as a way to numb themselves. And they're like, wait, so if I, yeah, maybe in the long run I'll be happier, but I'm going to have to actually face the pain and feel it, which is what I'm doing lately.
Well, that's what a lot of these medications
brutal.
Are too.
Yep.
Like there are ways to get through this without medication, but we're okay. Why are we so okay with being like, here's my commercial, take this pill, instead of being like, let's talk about this.
Are you feeling feelings?
Yeah.
Well, you take this pill and you will be numb. You might not orgasm for 2 years, but who fucking cares? Your wife's cheating on you anyway.
It'll feel like you're sitting on the bottom of a pool, very calm, very quiet.
And you can't breathe. It's strange.
This podcast is brought to you by antidepressant pills.
Yeah, right? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. God.
Is this too dark for you?
No, it's just...
I'm cool with it. You didn't look at me to ask.
No.
Joe, are you okay with this?
Are you okay, Joe?
Yeah, I'm very okay.
Are you okay, Joe?
I don't want you to not be okay. Do you
I'm
want
always
some blueberries?
Okay. I'm good.
Joe's very... I tell this, I feel like, to all of our guests, but he's actually very centered and stable, so I don't think this stuff freaks him out, but...
It doesn't because I almost don't understand most of it because... I can't even put myself in that state of mind where I would experience that because I try to avoid, you know, the extremes, like being extremely this and extremely that. And like when I am faced with something, I don't put it off. I don't blah, blah, blah. Like if I think about it and it makes me upset, that's fine. I you know, I tell myself like, look, it's cool. Like you're allowed to be upset and you're allowed to, you know, have that time period where you could...
you know, whatever. But I'm not going to do anything to harm myself. I don't get people who drink away their problems, because that never registered in my mind ever. Like, that's always been like a thing. You know what I mean? People talk about it like, oh, when people, like in movies and shows, like when people get upset, they're like, oh, they head right to the bar and start drinking. It never occurs to me when I'm upset, like, oh, I need a drink right now. Like, I'm just kind of like,
I don't, okay, I try to crack.
Do you guys not have alcoholism in your family?
I do. I have like, it's very prevalent in my family, actually.
Yeah. Are you an alcoholic?
I'm not.
You're not?
No, I'm not. Like, a lot of my family is like sober, though. Like, I'm the only one in my house right now that actually drinks.
Because you can.
What?
Because you can. You can handle it. You can do it.
I can do it in moderation, right?
Yeah.
I'm able
my
to control.
My sister's like that. She
but
like,
see, Joe
can go
interests
and have
me.
A drink.
Yeah. See, I'm not a. I don't even like to drink. I've never had a problem with drinking. I just, which is, I guess, a blessing. But I've had my other vices, but which is dating guy to guy to guy and always being like, "Why don't you love me?" You know.
Yeah.
Awesome. so fun, but. But no, Joe is like such a puzzle to me, because I do think he genuinely, for whatever reason, has been put into a vessel, or you have an old wise soul, and you know.
He's just very centered. He seems very centered.
Very centered. But then I also wonder, and I'm asking you, because.
Great arms too.
But do you think, yeah. But really do you nice think arms. Like, do you think that that's all coming from centered, or do you think he's not feeling certain crazy emotions, or?
You know what I think it is? I'm
saying that, not
I
even trying to insult. I'm just like,
no,
like,
right. Because
do you
I
think
never
when something
really...
bad happens, you will go there? I hope nothing bad happens, by
no,
the
right.
way. Jesus.
No, I mean, I've had things happen to me where, but I was in a position where I feel like I didn't have the luxury to just break down, because people were depending on me to not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, I'm not supposed to do that, so I have to figure out a way to deal with it in a way that, you know, is okay for everyone.
Like, so you're like just... a really healthy problem solver, kind of, or?
Yeah, I mean, my whole life I've been that one kid that everyone will come to, and like, my friends will...
But isn't that a lot of pressure to
like
not break down?
Lessons?
Huh? No, it's not pressure at all. I just think that...
No, she goes, like, push-up lessons.
Oh.
That was a...
just looking at your arm still.
No, I was saying, like, I don't feel like it's a pressure. It's more of like, if I didn't experience it myself, I've heard of people experiencing it, and now I know how they dealt with it, and if they made the mistake, then I know not to do that, or you know, what would be the best way to kind of, you know, handle the situation or whatever.
You seem, I mean, I think you have a pretty vast emotional understanding of yourself. That's what it seems like. I mean,
which is awesome.
Yeah, it's
I think
great.
I do as well.
I think it seems you have the ability to, like, you do see your thoughts in a way that, like, you see them and you're like, oh, that's a thought.
He yeah. doesn't let it like control him
right.
though.
No, I. You know what I do?
Which
I
is
do...
the opposite of me. I'm like, I'm feeling angry. I'm angry. Oh my god, why am I so angry?
I have like a photographic memory. Like I could yeah. look like in high school, like where we have like vocabulary tests or whatever. I purposely would not study for the test, and then when I sat in my desk, I would look at the book and get 100 on every test because
fuck
I could
you.
Just see
Jesus.
It. Like, oh, the word
you.
Is over here.
No.
So, but like the reason why I'm saying that is because. You know, when I'm faced with whatever, I can kind of create a visual, like, if I do it this way, this is kind of how it could go.
But here's my one
or
critique.
This is how it could
here's
go.
My one critique of you, but I don't really mean the word critique.
Right.
It's if I'm having an emotional freak out. Suppose I'm not even, how do I say this? If someone else is having an emotional freak out, it doesn't ever upset me if it's real. Because I, you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm always okay to be with someone in their sadness, or if they're freaking out, I'm like, you can come to me. I get it. Mm-hmm. There's something, and I don't know how to say it, but like if I'm having a freak out emotional moment, there's a part of you that goes, like you get almost like annoyed, like handle it, deal with it. And I get what you're saying because you've found ways to do that yourself.
I know what you're saying. Can I explain?
Yeah.
My father's like that.
So there's, but do you know what I'm saying? There's a part there where I feel like it's not, it's cool that you've handled it like that, but,
right.
but there's something there that's almost
yeah.
tough that doesn't feel, I don't know.
Well, the reason why I'm probably like that, especially with you, is because I try to tell people, like, because I'm doing this right now. One of my friends, like I said, is going through a really bad breakup, and I'm like, you know, I've been going back and forth with him, and he only tells me because he knows I'm not going to be like, you know, because like, you know, my friends are like those typical, it's like, oh, dude, feelings, you're mad, gay, Hillary, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But they know that I won't do that. They like, if they, if you come to me, we're going to talk. So, but I don't want you to sell, because when you were talking to me, I don't want you to, because you, what you're saying to me is like,
selling myself short.
Right. You're selling yourself short. Like, oh, like, why am I so upset? Why do I need, it's like, dude, fuck that. Like, don't, like, you don't need that. Like, you're fine. Like, that's why I'm like, dude, why are you so upset? Like, you're fine with or without that.
You just need the Justin Bieber heart sign at him.
Yeah, it was so cute and sweet. Because I know what you're saying. It's almost you're being like, Kate, like, you're worth more than that.
Yeah, like, why the fuck?
But you know what? I'm telling you honestly, I would prefer if you even just took, instead of like a 10-minute, like, you're fine, saying like, hey, Kate, like, because remember, I've told you some shit about my childhood. Like, I've been through some shit. So there are reasons for why I have some self-worth stuff that are really valid.
I'm sure.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like, well, and plus, I mean, Joe and I are good friends, but we're not like, you don't know, like, the deep, dark history. You know what I mean?
No.
So, but like, I just think to even say, like, to take the minute to say, Kate, you're amazing. Like, you don't need that. Do you know what I mean? Like, even just taking a minute to explain that seems... Yeah. More compassionate than just being like, you're fine. Because sometimes they're just like, you're fine, you're okay, get over it. And I'm like, well, but you know what I mean? Like, meanwhile,
I mean, I don't
like,
say it like that. We went to a bar and we fucking had a conversation.
I know. But you
I didn't
know,
go, yo, you're fine, sick, peace.
Maybe it's more when you're at work and you're like, Kate,
yeah, because
trying to edit.
Because you call me and you're just like, hey. And I'm like, what's up? What do you need? What's going on? I'm like, Kate, I
yeah,
just
but I'm talking about the times that I've been sad, you know what I mean? But I purposely don't go.
I feel like you've only came to me once.
Yeah, I try not to. I don't even know, like, I would never call you hysterically crying. I'm not saying you wouldn't be there, it's just not. And like,
there are just some people, like, I really think that they're like people, like, I see the way, like, you even talk about it, like, mm-hmm. My father is just like that guy I was in the accident is just like that. Like, some people are just not as attached to their emotions. It doesn't mean that they don't have them. They just aren't as controlled by them as others. Like, you have your emotions, you allow yourself to have your emotions, and then you move on from them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas some people have them and they have them forever. And like, everybody's just different. Mm-hmm. Like, and like, you seem like that kind of person who figures out pretty quickly how to move past things.
100%. Well, we've talked about that. Like, if a girl cheated on him, he'd be upset, but he'd be like, all right, didn't work. It's not my fault. Doesn't mean I'm worth less.
He's the Buddha.
It's that. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's
Joe's the Buddha.
We've talked about that. He's this old, wise soul. I know.
Joe's able to see things and just see them for how they are and release
them. He sees
them.
The drama, doesn't get swept up in it.
But it's like one of the
heart, Justin Bieber sign. I didn't know that was a Justin Bieber sign. I thought it was just love.
The believers.
One of the things, though, is that? Like...
Believers do that?
No, not believers.
Believer. No, I know believer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know
okay.
What a believer
it's
is.
It's a B. Believe.
Believe. Believe. You better believe it.
Yeah.
You just mommed that so
I'm
hard.
I'm such a mom.
You just mommed it so hard.
I'm such a mom.
Molly, I mean... Oh, Shane's soccer game's coming up. Gotta bake them cupcakes.
Do
I'm
you?
Not. No. God.
Because you can just buy those.
Yeah, no.
That's what my mom used to do.
My ex-husband does the buying of baked goods.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I have to say, it's probably so great having like an ex who's cool. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're cool with, because it's like,
I mean, cool, you know, cool's an interesting word to use, but I'll tell you what, he's a good dad.
But you guys are
dependable.
Cool. You guys are cool now.
We're cool now.
Well,
most of the time, yes. Yes.
That's what I mean. But like, and then you get to split that shit up.
Dude.
And it doesn't even come in your house.
If it weren't, yep.
Woo!
Or in this house, if you know what I mean.
I know that's your
you
badge,
know what I mean?
Girl, that's
yeah!
Your
my pussy! But yeah, it's...
Jesus Christ.
It's great. I mean, the joint...
I was so fine with that, too. I was like, yeah, your pussy.
The joint custody.
Yeah, that's fucking right, your pussy, yeah.
Yeah, puss. Joint custody has been... When I first, so Shane was two when it first happened, I was devastated because I was with my son all the time. And I was like, oh my God, how am I going to do this? And then honestly, I would not have been able to start comedy because I started after I got separated. If I was a full-time mom, there's no way. So it's actually given me kind of almost a split life, but not in a bad way.
Right.
You know,
you just get to have your personal life and you get to be a mom.
I was at a bridal shower and a lot of my girlfriends from high school were like talking about how they start to resent their husbands because they don't get enough personal me time. They feel like they always have kids attached to them. And I was like, man, I don't have to deal with that problem. I have a whole other set of shit. Don't get me wrong, but I get to feel like a separate individual, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. And I think that that's what a lot of people lose in marriage.
Yeah.
And motherhood.
And I still get a lot of time with my son. And it's because it's just me and him a lot. It's a lot of bonding. Like him and I go to the movies and do like dinner dates. It's really cute.
He's your little homie.
He's my homie. And he's just so, I mean.
You don't have to say it like all a right, mom.
Fine. He's such a good kid. He is, God, talk about an old soul. He's like a Joe, seriously, where he's just.
Have you ever gotten together with Shane before?
I've met him.
Once, but they didn't really hang.
No.
But no, he's like that. He's just centered. And you're like. Good cool. for you. Yeah. Good for you. Good for you, dude.
Good for you,
I'll be having a cry fest and he'll come up and he'll Joe it up. He'll just be like, Mom, it's okay. Literally, I was upset and he goes, I think I said this. He's like, what are you upset about? And I was like, I'm having trouble letting go. And he goes, you gotta be okay with making new memories. And I was just like, God damn it. God damn it, you cute thing.
I'd be like, who the fuck are you? What?
You gotta be okay with making new memories?
If my kid said that to me, I'd be like, am I stupid? Why are you saying this? Why do you know that?
Can I get in on this joint custody?
I know. But he said shit like that. I mean, before I was ever spiritual, before the car accident, and I think I've talked about this a million times, so sorry to everyone, but I thought that when you died, that was it. Not like in a bad, mean way. I was like, I think it's it. And Shane was like, you're wrong. We're all energy. We keep going. And yeah. I was just like, what the
Shane's
fuck?
Shane's my main man.
Shane's, yeah, he really is this little Buddha as well. So thanks for keeping your mom real. And sorry for keep doing the mom voice. It's probably a way of not getting emotional about
no,
him.
No, it's homie. Nice. It's nice. He is my homie.
He's my home. No, that's because I don't even ever talk like that. So it's definitely me trying to not feel. Like I don't want to be like, oh my God, without him, I'd die. Talk about fucking fucked up death, though. Like that's something that, like in some parent, you know, to lose a kid, you're done.
Yeah.
Like don't give me any fucking inspirational quotes there, dudes. That to me, and I know people get through it, so fuck yeah, but no. I always say to the universe, I'm like, that's the one thing, do not ask me to come back from.
Yeah.
Like you fuck with him, I'm out. Tapping out. Bye.
Yeah.
No thanks.
No, that's the greatest loss a person can experience.
Of course.
It's greater than losing a parent.
Of course, yeah. Oh God. All right.
I don't know.
Let's
I've
not end the podcast.
Birth. I've never even had an abobo.
A what?
An abortion.
Oh.
I like that we're on the same energy wavelength, though. We're like, pussy, a bobo. Hey, Joe. He's Mr. Just fucking not attached to emotions over there. His emotions.
I'm attached.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not like riding the fucking, you're riding the wave without being sucked under into the wave.
Yeah, into the current.
Yeah.
Surfing.
You're just a surfer. You're just a surfer, dude.
That's what Jesus was. He was the
working
best surfer
at the
out there.
Working at the push-up factory.
Get off.
Yeah,
the
look
ship.
At that. Look at that jawline.
Yeah.
Those nice, kind.
You probably get some highlights
eyes.
When you get that hair in the sun, don't you? You get that hair in the sun.
Highlights?
You get some fucking
no.
blonde highlights in there.
No
he just
shot.
Comes off the beach with perfect streaks, and he's like, "Oh, hey, just you know, thought about." The
about.
Meaning of life, no big deal. Oh, these highlights, yeah, they just happened. Anyway.
Just the sun.
Oh,
just
and
the
his,
sun kissing
his
my
girlfriend,
head.
By the way, is the most
smoke
beautiful,
show.
Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
smoke
like
smoke
literally
show.
Double D tits that are perky. Not
no,
even,
come
yes,
on.
Swear
Did
to
she
God.
Have a reduction?
Listen, I asked her the first time I saw them. I
seriously.
Was like,
and she's nice and smart.
I was like, are your tits fake? And she's like, what? I'm like, are your tits like it's fine. I'm not like, and she's like, no.
It's fine. As if a guy would be pissed.
And like, I was like,
take him out. Jesus. I want the real thing.
No. Some dudes fucking.
I guess.
You know.
Some guys aren't into fake tits.
Some dudes are fucking weird. They don't like the weirdest shit.
I'm not into fake tits. I mean, whatever. Do whatever you want with your tits. I don't give a fuck. If you have some great fake tits, I don't care. I don't need
tits.
Someone tweeting at me being
I'm
like, you're against fake tits.
I'm into all the tits.
I'm into all the tits.
Tits are
I don't,
great. How
I don't
can you
have
not
tits?
Like tits?
I got double A's. So anytime I see a titty, I'm like, yes, titty committee. Like, I'm really into tits.
Tits
if
are what
tits,
nurture all of us.
If
seriously.
I had tits, I would have them. I would be in these drop top V-necks. And I would have my tits up to my chin.
Good for
and they'd
you.
Be bubbling all over the place. It'd be so cool.
Just glitter on them titties all
oh
the time.
Oh my God. I'd be that roll
strobe
on glitter.
Lights, disco balls.
Oh
just
God.
Like.
If I could just get tits once a week, it'd be the best day of the week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now, like as an adult, like I don't want them because they look like heavy and uncomfortable.
Mm.
Like, but if I could get them like once a week, I get them.
Just wear some tits once a week.
Yeah, but like, I don't think they have this.
They're so expensive, no. But women can get those shots where they have like fake boobs for 2 days. First of all, that sounds
that's going to stretch your skin unhealthy.
And yeah. Like, hello, stretch marks, and hello, cancer, maybe. You don't know what that shit can do.
My tits are still 18. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Hit her up, guys. Molly Austin with them 18-year-old titties. I like laughing at my own joke. That's really tacky. I'm like, I am funny.
You're 18-year-old titties.
I did shave my vagina, everybody, a couple days ago. Hadn't shaved in 2.5 months because it was breakup vagina. Like, yeah, I was why am I going to shave a vagina that no one's going to see? That's going to depress me more. And then I was wearing shorts, almost the equivalent to drinking. And I could see some of the hair. And I'm like, okay, Kate.
Dastardly.
No.
That is dastardly.
Not okay. Feeling, yeah. And I shaved it. And I have to say, I feel happy.
It gives you a little pep in your step. I had a little pep. I had concussion vagina and I didn't shave it for like a month, for however long it's been. And then I shaved it the other day and I was like, way to go.
Look at that little pep.
There you are. There you are.
I do have horrible granny panties on, so that's not really helping the pep. But
not me. I got some Gap cash and I made it rain thongs.
Hell, Gap cash.
Yeah. I fucking love Gap underwear. If you need
I thought you were talking about your vagina gap and I was like, look at you, Molly.
Oh, no.
I was like, I've never heard of a girl just own that word so good. Like,
called it the Gap?
Yeah, you know I got a Gap.
I'm gonna call
that axe wound that I'm covering up with some thongs. Some thongs.
This axe wound. Holy shit, that is the worst.
I heard of a guy called an axe wound. I love it. I think they're my friends.
Yeah. That was heavy.
Axe wound.
Axe wound. The axe wound is pretty funny. Did his stand up say that in his act?
I don't remember.
I think I've heard that.
I feel like some people call it an axe wound. It's just hilarious.
It is funny.
An axe wound. That is just, get the cupcakes, guys, because that is good. Gotta go to the soccer game.
That's what you should bring with you to your soccer game.
Wait, did you hear about the mom who brought in vagina cupcakes to her kid's class?
Shut up.
And they didn't let her in, and she was like she wrote like a blog, like how upset, like the vagina is. I'm like, no, lady, no. I'm all about feminism and loving the vagina. You do not bring vagina cupcakes to your kids' class.
Why did she do that?
I want to, can you like dick cupcake? You can't do that.
Oh my God. If I had a kid and somebody brought in dick cupcakes, I think I would physically fight them.
I don't even know. First of all, did you hear about the teacher who like was giving out cookies to his students that had his semen in them? Okay, this took a turn.
Oh my God. You know, that's like a thing that some guys do. I heard about this one guy who jizz on Cheez-Its, wake his wife up in the middle of the night and make her eat them.
Did she know there were jizz on those Cheez-Its?
Yeah, they got divorced.
Yeah, well.
Why Cheez-Its?
An Elite Daily sign, you know you're the wrong guy. He wakes you up in the middle of the night and makes you eat jizz Cheez-Its.
Jizz Cheez-Its.
Number two, he punches you in the face every day. Three, you hate him. Four, you never want to fuck him. The thought of his dick makes you vomit. Five.
All right.
There's a smell.
Why Cheez-Its? Cheez-Its are so good. Why would you ruin it?
I don't know why he did that, but I haven't really.
You're asking why, like, this guy has, like, just good.
Honestly,
I couldn't even make that sentence.
If it was a
snack
that wasn't that great,
he would, like, feed them to her, like, individually.
Dude.
And like,
if a dude woke me up in the middle of the night, first of all, don't wake me up in the middle of the night. I just fell asleep.
Yeah.
Now I'm pissed. But now you woke me up for Jizzits.
Jizzits.
There we go.
There we go. Yes.
Should we call it Jizzits? No. Death and Jizzits.
Death and Jizzits. The two inevitables.
I keep snorting. Which happened, I'll tell you, these snorts happened about a year and a half ago when I started finding myself more and loosening up.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, see?
I started snorting.
Yeah, because you're loosening up.
Yeah. Lucy Goosey.
All the cool kids are doing it.
Diane Keaton.
Joe.
Fucking loosened her turtleneck up.
Oh, hello,
watch
Diane.
Back.
Yeah. Rare. Do you want to end this podcast?
I don't even know how to.
You know what?
I don't know what
death happened. And Jizzits. That's all. That's what life's about, guys. Joe, where can they find you?
On Twitter at Joe Santagato.
Molly. Where can't they find you?
Really not on media anymore.
Yeah.
So
might be on St. Mark's.
I'll be on St. Mark's.
Wait, no, find your YouTube channel though. You have
leave me alone.
Jesus Christ.
I don't even want them to see that.
Leave me alone.
Hashtag Sassy Molly.
I do a weekly show. It's called The Big Pony Show. And the Twitter handle for that is @BigPonyShow or just @BigPony.
And her name's Molly Austin, which is one of the coolest names to have.
Thank you. It's like Texas, not Jane.
All right.
That's what I tell the telemarketers.
And y'all can find me at the Kate Wolf 2Fs. If you want to email us, you can do so. invasionofprivacypodcast@gmail.com. A Southern accent's one of the few accents I can kind of do. But that's about all. Oh, and Jewish mother. Wait, Katie. There we go. As soon as I can say Katie, I can get in there.
Yeah. Yo, everybody has to
Katie, why are you so angry? I'm like, well, I've got a couple reasons. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening.
Where did this go?
This has been real.
It has. I've loved it.
Like real, real.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys can
jizzits real.
You can dig around in my jizzits anytime.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, I liked it.
I'm not even sure what that means, to be honest.
It means you can enter the cuckoo cabeza anytime you have the dinero.
Bye, guys.
Bye.